This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Frankel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India's Nari Shakti is setting examples across sectors and actively participating in the resolution of a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underlined the government's focus on women-led development over the past 11 years. He noted that NDA government has redefined women-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. These include ensuring dignity through the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, financial inclusion via Jan Dhan accounts, and empowerment at the grassroots level. Mr. Modi cited Ujjwala Yojana as a milestone that brought smoke-free kitchens to several homes. He also highlighted how Mudra loans have enabled lakhs of women to become entrepreneurs and pursue their dreams independently. The provision of houses in women's name under the PM Awas Yojana has also made a remarkable impact on their sense of security and empowerment. In Tamil Nadu, Union Minister for Home Affairs and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has criticized the DMK government for indulging in anti-people policies. Addressing a party meeting in Madurai, he accused DMK for the TASMAC corruption amounting to 39,775 crore rupees. He said that the law and order in the DMK government has been in disorder. Mr. Shah said that in the past 11 years of Mr. Modi's government, Tamil Nadu has been given 6,80,000 crore rupees. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has called on social media influencers and intellectuals to turn the One Nation, One Election initiative into a mass movement, citing its importance for national progress. Speaking at an event in Bengaluru, Chauhan stressed that frequent elections drains time and public funds. He said simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections every 5 years would save administrative resources and money. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, expressed confidence that India is poised to become a global manufacturing hub, citing the country's supportive environment, abundant resources and dynamic youth. Speaking in Dharwad, Karnataka yesterday, the Union Minister highlighted India's growth under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. He noted the country's emergence as a self-reliant across various sectors. Mr. Joshi emphasized that India has overcome the challenges it faced in 2014 and is on track to become the world's third largest producer. Until now, China and Vietnam were the only leading producer countries in the world, but India has now joined that list and is set to emerge as the third largest producer, he added. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over West Bengal till the 11th of this month. Parts of northwest India, except for Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, are also likely to witness heatwave conditions during the next 4 days. In the IPL, in the French Open Tennis 2025, the title clash for men's singles between defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain and world number one Jannik Sinner of Italy is currently underway at Roland Garros. Indian athletes dominated the second and final day of the Taiwan Athletic Open Championship, winning 10 medals, including 6 gold, 3 silver in Taipei yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.